You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out.
Yeah. I won't complain. You should send the thing from the night before, I guess. wake up in the morning, love.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We are here for a good time tonight. For those of you After the Lights Go Out listeners who didn't get to tune into the Kia D Unplugged show on Monday night, we've got some news to tell you. Stick around in the show and we will give you all the good, juicy information that you need to know. We have hot topics tonight, so go ahead and put those kiddos in the bed because we are going to be talking about some incredible hot topics that the kiddos don't need to be around for tonight. So go do that. We're going to play a couple more hits, and we'll be back with some hot topics tonight. The first song you heard tonight was entitled Woman First, and that was by Michelle Brooks Thompson, your first time hearing it, of course, here on We Talk Radio Network, as well as my main man, Anthony Davis. That was his hit, Lovely Day. I love that song. He's got another one, Use Me Up. That's also on his new album. So you definitely want to get his new album. We have been playing it all month long, hit from his new album all month long. You will continue to hear that for the duration of We Talk Radio's existence because we love us some Anthony David around here. So do not go anywhere. We'll be back with more of this incredible and amazing show. It's After the Lights Go Out right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's your girl, Kia D, holding it down. We'll
You've
be right
been
back.
Waiting yeah. on the When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you.
God has a funny way of showing you lessons. For years I was there up in the sky with so many questions. Like, will I find someone for me? Or even if I'm standing in a place I need to be. Every love affair I had was perfect, but every painful day and late night was worth it. Now I realize everyone that let me down led me to you. Oh baby, oh, don't sleep this night. If I never went through it, I'd have never found a love like you. It's not about the past, it's all about the present. I thought love wasn't meant to be until the day I felt it from you.
So much to me, can't help but give it
back to you. Right now I just wanna breathe, see, live it. Oh, come on, babe, now I realize
everyone that led me down, led me to you.
Led me to you. Oh, baby, on the
a whole lot of money. Turn to my baby. raising, baby. They're doing it all alone. To your fellas, to your ladies, keep the faith and stay strong. Working two jobs, but need to more, do more. Try not to get sick, cause you're uninsured. Your credit score may not be high. Don't let that be the reason why you don't give things that extra try. Always try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's that hustle in you that keeps you confident. You put your nose to the grind on your strength behind it, and trust in the fake, the blessings coming, never knowing you find it. You never know.
An adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out. That's
right, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I am excited, super duper excited about being here today. I've been excited all week long. Shout out to T-Smiley. T-Smiley always knows how to put a smile on your face. What's up, T-Smiles?
What up?
How's it going, my friend? What's going on today?
You know,
I'm at work right now, you know, just chilling. Just going to talk for a little bit to be right here on We Talk Radio after lights go out with you and nothing other than you. Miss Keita D.
I love it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, my friend. Appreciate it, darling angel. Actually, I gotta stop calling you my friend and start saying the other F word, my fiance.
Wow.
I know, right? So for those of you who did not know, we did make an announcement on Monday night.
Monday.
Actually, even before that, we made the E-Man actually made an announcement on his show that T. Smiley got down on his knee. I love saying it like that. And he proposed to me on this past Saturday. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. It was so beautiful. A lot of people are jealous. Jelly, anyone? They're a little salty that they couldn't be there. Listen, it wasn't my fault. Can't even blame TJ. He did what he could, and so that I wouldn't, because I'd be thrown off if there were certain people there. I mean, it is what it is. So he did what he could to get everybody together so that I wouldn't be thrown too off. And it was good. It was an awesome time. I know T. Smiley has had the opportunity to get some gifts from people. T. Smiley, why don't you talk about some of the gifts that you've gotten?
Yeah. Yesterday I got was here at work and got a bottle of Snoop Dogg's Cali Red wine. You know what I mean? It was definitely unexpected, but I was very appreciative of that. Listen, we're gonna be getting some gifts. I don't know what else, who gonna give what, but just know that the gifts are coming. So we're gonna make room for the gifts.
We are. Yes, we are. Don't stop the gifts, y'all. We love it.
Don't stop.
Keep them coming. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to everybody who's given us something so far, as well as there's an incredible young man who teaches gun class, and he's taught the We Talk Radio gun class for many years. T. Smiley took the class. I took it. My mama took it. So many people have taken it on We Talk Radio Network. You name it. We've all taken this class. My daughter has taken it, and the gun license class. And he also gave us an incredible gift, a beautiful gift. And so I want to thank him as well, Mr.
That's
Mike
right,
Washington.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Mr. Washington. Appreciate that.
Yes. So we appreciate everybody who has sent donations or cash or gifts or whatever. Like, it is literally being very well received. We love this. We might have to do this again. You might have to propose again so we can get some more gifts.
No, that's okay. I don't think I can top what I did Saturday. That was too many months planned right there. And it still didn't go as planned. It went even better as planned. So, I mean, I'm happy that part is over with. I can breathe now. I can breathe.
I guess I'm not getting another one. It's all good. But we do love the gifts,
yeah.
So keep those gifts coming. Keep them coming. Shout out to all of the We Talk Radio listeners, to all of the After the Lights Go Out family. We do have an incredible network here of radio shows, of course, including T. Smiley's show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. This Saturday morning, T. Smiley, you actually have a very, very special guest that will be joining you on your show. The name
really?
Of the guest is Jay Soul. Yeah, Jay Soul will be not this Saturday. I'm sorry, next Saturday. Oops.
next Saturday. I was like, really? I'm like, wait a minute.
Next Saturday. Jay Soul will be here, so it's going to be fun. So you guys check him out. And actually, I will say this. It wasn't a messy Monday question, but it was a messy Wednesday question. I posted a question on Facebook today that said, for men only, for men to answer only, you know, do you really want a woman as a sports commentator / sports reporter? And the responses that I received, T. Smiley, are fabulous. And what I'd like to do is, if you would like to, because I know, you know, after the lights go out, you know, it's kind of hard to fit those kind of conversations into what we do here. But on Saturday morning, hey, listen, love to give you those responses so that you can talk about those on your show, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll definitely work.
Cool, because I got a lot of responses.
That'll give me something good to talk about.
nice. I'm sure you had a whole bunch of stuff, but we're going to scoot that out the way and put that in there. I'm telling you, the responses that we received are epic. So I will put a post out on social media that says anybody who actually makes a comment, you're more than welcome to call into the show and actually verbalize your comment. Anybody else who has a comment that you want to make about that, call in on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. T. Smiley, that's one of his topics that he'll be discussing. So, listen, you know, as a man, do you really want a sports reporter or a sports commentator?
A female.
They said, what did I say, woman? I said woman.
No, you skipped that part out.
A woman, sorry. Sorry, my apologies. Is that what you want? Again, the responses that I have received are epic. T. Smiley, I have to ask you here today, you know, no shade. We're not going to take it. I'm not going to take it any kind of way because I am a woman and I have done sports reporting before. I'm not going to take it any kind of way if you don't prefer to see a woman doing sports reporting. So, you know, full honesty here. Go right ahead.
I mean, honesty, full honesty, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a problem. If the NBA has, like, I think the Spurs, if I'm not mistaken, San Antonio, I believe they have an assistant coach that's a lady. So if we have an assistant coach as a lady and we're not hearing anything about that, then I don't feel like it's a problem with a lady news reporter. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I don't see it's an issue. It's been, you know, they've been doing it, so I don't feel like it's really I don't feel like it's anything, you know, that should not happen. You know, it should not be, because as good as the guys are that does the interviews, I mean, the ladies can do just as well. I mean, they're doing, you know, sports newscast and everything. So I mean, I don't believe it's an issue to me. If I was an NBA player and a woman came in and want to do an interview, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But we all, let's just be real. We have the guys in there that want to be seen or do stuff just to make it seem like, you know, it's a situation when it's really not, or, you know, maybe somebody just trying to shoot their shot at that news reporter. But all in all, she's there to do a job, so I don't feel like that's the issue.
I love it. Hey, no matter what you felt about it, I was going to all be right here for it. I've got
it's been a debate that I've had for years. Listen, you told me that you had, you know what I'm saying? You've done it. So, and I didn't feel a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people see it in different ways, but, you know, some the people that see it in different ways, I'm sorry, but I would say those people are probably immature. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think it's an issue. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do want to hear both sides. I do want to definitely hear both sides and try to understand both sides, you know. So, yes, Saturday we will definitely be getting into this as well, talking about it. I want to hear somebody say, you know, it's an issue. And I want to understand or try to understand the issue behind it, you know what I mean. So we don't judge. I'm not going to throw no stones. I'm not going to hang you up, put your phone on mute, nothing like that. I just want to know. So that's my view. That's my view on it. So, I mean.
Well, I will make sure that Big Joe is there, because Big Joe is somebody who specifically said he completely disagrees with it. And he had many reasons why. We didn't get to get into all those reasons, but I told him he probably needed to ensure that this was on the Saturday morning show because it was so good. So hopefully he'll call in and be a part of that discussion, because I know he's somebody that's completely against it. Anybody else out there that is completely against or kind of in the middle, teeter-tottering, whatever you call it, call on in. We want to hear your opinion. Let me give you the call-in number for Saturday. It's 563-999-3456. Boom. Now, I know T. Smiley.
Hold on. I know you said, you know, Big Joe, and I'm not saying Big Joe is doing any of this, but For the ones that probably think it's not a good idea, they're probably the ones that will be trying to holler at the news reporter. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. That's the only way I can see it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you didn't do a job, bro. Like, come on. Come on. I'm sure you probably got some. Yeah. And they're coming out the shower, supposedly coming out the shower with a towel on. That's old. I, you know, whatever. But. You know, they probably the ones that's probably trying to go holler at her real quick and throw on their basketball shorts and a T-shirt real quick and be like, hey, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up? But, I mean, that's just like guys being a news reporter for, like, what's that, the lingerie football that they got? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold up.
Should we have a problem with that? They have
lingerie football?
They have a football, a women's football league that they go out there and it's like they got on, like, I don't know if it's lingerie or like whatever, it's like underwear and bra, and they got shoulder pads on and everything, and they playing football, like tackle football and everything. So if a guy news reporter is there and want to go do a report, are we saying the same thing about that? You know what I'm saying? Or are we just gonna let that slide because it's a guy and that's what he's supposed to do? Well, that's a question.
Wow.
So.
That is a very good question. That is excellent. You need to bring that up on Saturday.
I need to
look into those teams.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are.
I'm going to be talking to you. That's just me. That's just me. You can't convince me that a woman news reporter is something bad. I'm sorry. You can't convince me that.
Well, let me ask you this. I couldn't convince you that a woman being a sports news broadcaster isn't bad. I'm wondering if I can convince you that this is possibly bad. The headline reads, "Man breaks penis during sex."
Mm.
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 Again, I'm going to put this, let me put this disclaimer out there. One, Mogan, put your kids in the bed. I already made it earlier, but I'm going to do it right now again. Put those kids in the bed. Shout out to New York Post. I got this story from them. I'm going to tell you. The man discovered the most painful way to break a penis.
Break his,
from
to break his dangling. His dangling.
According,
dangling, dangling.
According to the report, he is a 40-year-old man, and he sustained a vertical penile fracture during sexual intercourse. I don't even know what that is, but I just need to just get my mind right on for a second. According to reports, the medics report that the penis buckled against his partner's perineum, which is the region between the anus and the genitals, due to what they can only surmise was an ill-timed thrust.
Or he
y'all
cannot
swallow.
Find the hole.
Swallow and soak that up for a second, because I'm sure people are probably in pain just by thinking about it. I could only imagine. I'm in pain, and I don't even have a penis. I'm just saying, and it ain't broke. I don't have one. It ain't broke. But specifically, he suffered a broken penis, which occurs when one ruptures the rubbery sheath of tissue between the skin that allows the penis to increase in width and length to produce a firm erection. He ruptured that. Yeah. They said this usually happens when the member is at full mast and often feels like a broken bone, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They say usually it happens during doggy style and when the man is on top. Those are the two main positions that can endanger the man's penis. Yeah. This guy's case, you know, usually I think it's a lot more painful, but in this guy's case, he particularly experienced only minor swelling and not the popping sound that usually you would hear. So evidently he didn't get the popping sound. Oh, can you imagine if you got a popping sound down there? I know, I'm just like trying to just, you know, soak that in.
Please,
sorry. I guess nobody wants to soak it up. Okay.
No, I'm gonna soak that up.
Okay. So, you know, it looks as if, you know, all is well with him. He was able to go back to quote unquote normal, I guess, if you will, after some, you know, time, you know, making it happen. Now, this isn't the first time someone actually wounded their willy. In 2019, a man actually snapped his member in half, clean in half, while having intercourse with his girlfriend. Meanwhile, another man with a broken penis the same year found his member actually calcifying into bone after he broke it. Yeah, I know. It's like, what? Like, what? So, I know. It's really interesting. So, I had to report that tonight because, of course, this is after the lights go out. And I'm sure somebody out there has a story of some kind of penis situation that is broken to some degree. We would love to hear about it. Give us a call next week on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We definitely want to hear your story. Don't make up nothing to call up here. We don't want to hear no made up nothing.
Please,
we want to hear the real deal.
Please don't.
We might ask you for medical records. Don't play with me. I don't want to hear no made up stories. I'm calling doctor's offices.
You know what I mean?
All right. So, listen, for those of you who don't know, according to New York Post, they did an article, and they say that your nose does count. According to reports and studies, the larger the nose equals a larger penis. Did you know that, T. Smiley?
No, I did not.
You know, as women, back in the day, we were always told to look at the feet. The shoe size determines, you know. So, most boys will wear their shoes two sizes too big, so everybody think, ooh, you know.
So you mean to tell me it's not the shoes, it's the nose?
According to reports, you know, there was a study. Japanese researchers discovered that men with large noses tend to pack larger penises as well.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not trying to know for nobody else but for myself. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm looking in the mirror right now, looking at my nose, like, no, I'm just playing.
It's funny. You're going to be walking down the street, women are going to be looking at your nose now. You're going to be like, wait, what? Yeah. What? You're going to be covering up your nose like, stop, please.
I'm going to put my mask on.
That's
going to
be funny. Oh, my goodness. Now, to determine the connection, scientists examined the bodies of 126 recently deceased middle-aged men, measuring everything from the cadaver's height and weight to the circumference and length of their flaccid members.
Wow.
Yeah. They found that men with 2.2-inch snout-inch noses packed larger penises than that clocked in at 5.3 inches long. Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting, men, if you're, you know, hold your noses, men. Just hold your noses because Once women get a hold of this, boy, I tell you, they're going to be looking at you up and down, I'm telling you. Now, I mean, and do you believe this to be true? Do you truly believe this to be true? Now they're going to be looking at your nose and your feet, up and down, I'm just saying. Tell me how you feel, since you are a man, and, of course, you know, pack a package. What do you feel about this this new study?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I put it like this. I'm not trying to, by any means, I'm not trying to, like, find out or, like, compare, you know what I'm saying? Like, not so much to compare, but I'm not trying to, you know, read up more about that because it's like, yeah, I'm a man, and you know, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, I can measure my own nose. I can, you know what I'm saying, like I'd rather do it for myself. But that's mm-hmm. that's more so for I would think that's more so for like the ladies. I don't know. I mean, that's something like y'all can do research on, and then you know I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. But all I know is that's a new one. I never heard that. I thought it was always about the feet. But hey, we learn something new every day.
Yes, yes, yes. You learn something new every day, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? So I am definitely looking forward to talking about sports on your show. Well, not necessarily talking about it, but listening to it. Because
no, you're gonna be right there.
Oh, how sweet. I love listening to your show. Your show is very interesting. Everybody's always inviting. Shout out to E-Man, of course, who comes on. And of course, you can check out his show every single Sunday night, E-Man
Sunday.
After Show, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So amazing shows all throughout the week here on We Talk Radio Network. So definitely check them out. For those of you who don't know, I did play a song earlier today by Eric Roberson entitled Lessons. Before that, I played Carmen Rogers' Say So. And then right after that, I played an oldie and a goodie, Everybody's Hustling, by Kindred the Family Soul. So, listen, I am extraordinarily excited to be a part of this We Talk Radio family, to continue to bring you amazing talk and music radio. We're delighted and excited to have all of the team members and staff and listeners and board members and volunteers and interns that are a part of the team, donor sponsors, all that good stuff. We appreciate each and every one of you for being a part of the network. I am super excited. I'm probably going to be like this for a very, very long time. We are in wedding planning mode. Yes, quite some time. So we're in wedding planning mode, and that's always fun. We've got a year to plan because our wedding is going to be 7/3/2022. So we definitely want our We Talk Radio family to be a part of our special day. So we're trying to figure out ways to kind of creatively make that happen. Still keeping it a very intimate and special moment, but allowing our We Talk Radio family to be a part of that too. So I know that you all would want to be a part of something so special. So, again, we thank you all for being being here tonight. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I'm your girl, Kia D, and my main man, T. Smiley, is going to close us out tonight with a word of prayer. Go ahead, Mr. T. Smiley.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for just life, health, and strength, God. Thank you for watching over us, God, and protecting us, keeping us safe in your arms, God. We thank you for just the many blessings, God, that we receive, God, the blessings that's still on the way, God. We thank you for closing doors, God, that you knew that wasn't good enough for us, God. And thank you for opening doors, God, for us that we were able to just walk on into some blessings, God. So we ask that you just continue to be with us. Bless our listeners, God. Touch them in every way, God. Give them the strength, the power, whatever they need, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God. We ask that you just meet that need, meet that desire, and come back with us at our point in time on our shows, like on We Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, I got to thank you for being here, being a part of the show, loving us, liking us. It has been an amazing and incredible show, as usual. Again, check out all of our other shows tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have the Diamond Crew podcast. And then on Friday at 4 p.m., we have the Diamond Crew Kids. Friday at 7 p.m., we have Friday Night Hype with DB. Saturday morning, you can check out the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. 2 p.m. On Saturday, we've got the Ken and Rod Show. That's right. That's super exciting. Always exciting. Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show is at 6 p.m. Sunday morning at 10 a.m. It's the Shine Blood Radio Show. Come get your blessings and be blessed by Pastor Jeremy Glenn, Senior Pastor of Soil Church, an amazing and incredible man. Sundays at 7 p.m. is Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, bringing you motivation and inspiration every single Sunday. And then at 9 p.m., we close the week out with some hypeness and some fun with the Human After Show. I'm telling you, a show like no other. Y'all make sure y'all check out another show. It's not on We Talk Radio Network, but it's called Man the Mentor, and it's on Blog Talk Radio Network. Blog Talk Radio Network. Type in Mandy the Mentor. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Type in Mandy the Mentor, and you can check her show out there. You can also check out our show. We Talk Radio Network is also on. I'm sorry, We Talk Radio. We are also on Blog Talk Radio. Our shows are heard there as well. So you can check us out. Make sure you check out Mandy the Mentor. She airs live on Sundays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So lots of amazing connections we have here, and lots of great events coming up. Check out our website, wetalkradio.com, so that you can be a part of the events, as well as we've got vlogs and merchandise you can purchase so you can be a part of the Team We Talk Radio family and all kind of great stuff. So just go check it out. We have a huge push right now that we're doing for our social media page. Go like us on social media. Social media, go like us on all our social media pages, but I definitely need you to go to YouTube and type in We Talk Radio Network and subscribe and comment and listen to the shows and watch our shows. You're going to absolutely love it. Share those as well. So, again, we appreciate the support that we have received all throughout the years. It has been like no other and never before. I'm going to close the show out with my main man, Anthony David. It's just something about him that I absolutely love. And there's something about this song that I love. It has a lot of it just has a lot of strength to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an amazing song. T. Smiley, that's actually somebody that I would actually love to see perform live is Anthony Davis. Like, there's a lot of people that I would love to wrap a concert around. Anthony Davis is one of those people. Like, his voice is raspy and amazing. And, like, for real, it is off the chain. So him and Carmen Rogers, for sure. Carmen, if you listen,
nice.
Honey, and Hill Street Soul, and man, we got so many. Look, I can just keep going on and on. But, like, seriously, we got so many incredible artists that are just timeless. And the deal is like, you don't hear a lot of their songs played on the mainstream radio. They play the same song over and over and over again.
Right.
No shade on those songs, because I like the body, yaddy, 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 just like everybody else. I'm just saying, we've got some amazing and timeless music out there that is not being heard, you know what I mean? So, who's somebody you'd love to see? Like, if you had a choice, like, if you were like, man, I really, really, really want to hear this artist. Well, I'd love to see them in concert. Who would it be?
Let's see here. It's a lot. But I would want to see Cleveland P. Jones. I definitely want to see him. I definitely would want to see Jeff Bradshaw. I definitely want to see I definitely want to check him out. That way. When I tell you, we have a listener in. We have a listener that's listening, and they threw out Jill Scott. That would be hot. That would be hot.
You know what? I've heard somebody else mention Jill Scott the other day.
Yeah, that was me when we were talking about that. When I got off.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was, Layla Hathaway. That's who we were talking about.
Oh, man. Always for love. Come on now. Quit playing with me. If Layla Hathaway showed up at my, I'm not really starstruck often. I'm serious. But Layla Hathaway, just something about her. She's amazing. Absolutely, for real. There's actually a, who else?
No, I just said, oh, yeah. I'm just saying, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing. Timeless music. And this is the deal. Shout out to Myron Ruffin. He literally gets, when I tell you for the past 11 years, has filled my radio show interviews with the most amazing artists, the mainstream artists that you hear on the radio, and then, of course, the ones you don't. And I love the opportunity on We Talk Radio Network to play the artists that you do not really get to hear on mainstream radio. So shout out to Myron for being diligent. He's worked with several major record companies now, Shiny Q Records. Shout out to Shiny Q Records, who's doing an amazing job. They got Layla Hathaway over there. They got Anthony David over there. They got Jeff Bradshaw over there. They got all the goodies over there, okay? I changed it up. I was about to play Anthony David. I'm actually about to play Jeff Bradshaw, Prototype. Because, see, they're going to be sleeping on Jeff Bradshaw.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They be sleeping on Jeff Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Bradshaw is one of the baddest saxophonists
trombones.
You've ever heard.
Trombone.
My bad. You know what I'm trying to say. Don't you play the trombone. I'm sorry. Trombone.
Yes.
Don't you play
the... That's why we have to get it right.
Boy, you doggone instrumentalists. And musicians.
Yes, this guy plays the trombone like nobody ever seen. You know, I must say my sister, I have my oldest sister, man. It's only two of us, me and my sister. So my sister played the trombone back in high school, and she got presented a trombone. And when I was in junior high and I finally got to high school, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm about to go in band. I'm about to play the drum, yada, yada, yada. But the band director was like, wait a minute. Isn't your sister's Tanisha, you know? I'm like, yeah. They was like, well, what instrument do you want to play? I was like, well, I'm going to play the drums. That's my thing. I'm going to play the drums. They was like, no, you're not. You're going to play the trombone, and your sister's going to teach you. I was like, are you serious? You talking about mad? I was mad. But within all that, you know, got a chance to play the trombone, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to, we started a church band and everything, and definitely played the trombone in there when I wasn't playing the drums. And then I was able to learn to play by ear and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you something, I have never heard nobody play the horn like Mr. Jeff Bradshaw. So that is definitely, he is definitely somebody to watch. He is definitely somebody that's going to give you a show. And it's like, dang, man, playing the horn, man, you got to breathe a lot. You got to have some good lungs, man. That guy right there, oh, my goodness. Y'all are here. Well, she's going to play Prototype, and you'll be able to understand and see what I'm saying. Like, this guy's bad. So, yeah.
Bad man. He a bad man, and he is a bad man. Inside of this song, you'll hear somebody singing right next to the trombone. I mean, the trombone is harmonizing exactly with him, and that's Raheem Devon, who is one of my all-time favorite artists. I've always loved Raheem Devon. I've always loved Anthony David to the nth degree. Do you hear me? I'll never forget when I had media access twice to his concert. And I did both times, never had the chance to go back and speak and actually do an interview with him. I was cheated out of that interview both times. Shout out to the people who cheated me out of that. I'm not going to name no names if you met this city today. Not on this show.
It's okay. All right. That's all I'm going to say. We don't even know who we're talking about. So.
I'm sure they tuned in because even the haters listening. They quit playing. They listen too. But I definitely am looking forward to Raheem Devon coming back to town, or either going to see him you know, perform live somewhere, and then of course have an opportunity to just sit down and talk to him about music, his music in general. I absolutely love his music. I love his flow. And then again, like I said, Anthony David. I want you to go Google these two artists if you've never heard of them. Oh, good, no problem, no worries. I don't know what rock you've been under, but it's okay, no shade. I'm just saying, Anthony David. He did a song called Forevermore with India Arie many years ago, and that was, I think, like his breakout. I mean, he was already out, but I think that was his moment where he kind of hit the mainstream a little bit, and more people started to know his name. And then, of course, Raheem Devon has just been doing his thing for many years. Y'all know who Raheem Devon is. So go check those two artists out for sure, for sure. Yeah, without a doubt.
So, let me ask you something. We do have a caller that's in, and they were like, man, where's the comment section? I want to say something. Do you have is there a number on the back line, last 4-24-28?
Let me check it out, producers, check it out. Open up that call line for last 4 digits, 2-4-2-8. Don't forget, in the meantime, while you guys are finding the caller, don't forget, in the beginning of the show, we talked about two topics. And I want y'all to go back after the show is over and so that you can be abreast of those topics. The first topic we talked about was a man, unfortunately, oh, man, that poor man, he broke his penis after it buckled during a sexual act. You definitely want to hear what happened with that. And we also talked about the nose situation. Most people think it's the shoes. Most women look at shoes. But come to find out, it's the nose. How big the nose is might be how big your penis is. I'm just saying, we told you to put your kids in the bed. We gave that disclaimer earlier in the show. They are supposed to still be in the bed right now. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Keep smiling. We have the caller here, if I'm not mistaken. Caller, last four of your digits are 2-4-2-8. You're on live with Kia D and T. Smiley on the After the Lights Go Out radio show.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm a rock star. I just want to say I am enjoying the show. I have been laughing. Y'all got me over here thinking. I'm the one who said I would love to see Jill Scott. And I have been watching Jill Scott videos all week long. I don't know why I have just... I don't know if it, and like you said, it's just probably something in the air, seriously. But I was thinking about Jill Scott, and then I just thought about Tina Marie, because I just watched her performances. But just, like, powerful. When you talk about soul, you just can't leave us to it. That's it. That's all.
Absolutely.
I love y'all. Kia.
We love you more.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you. Why don't you tell everybody your
name?
This is Camille from the 870 and the 901 in Memphis, Tennessee.
I love it. Ooh, we got a lot of listeners out of Memphis. Shout out to Arkansas. Yeah. Shout out to Memphis.
Listen. Let me just say this. We Talk Radio fam. This is another celebrity star singer. Just the baddest singer, you know, out there in Memphis and Arkansas area. This is my cousin Camille, my favorite cousin Camille. Yeah, I said favorite cousin. It's all right.
And
yeah,
he said what
back.
He said, period.
You done started some stuff.
That's okay. She got my back. She got my back. We good.
I believe she do. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Listen, I'm super duper excited, and I think it's just all the amazing love in the air that, you know, has us, you know, thinking about all these amazing artists. And I'll tell you one thing about Tina Marie. Tina Marie is a performer as well as a singer. She gives you a show. And Jill Scott, from beginning to end, whenever she touches, whenever she hits the mic, it's gold. She gives you a show as well, just a different kind of show. So absolutely amazing artist. Absolutely. Real talk. So is that who you want to see in concert? If you had an opportunity to see somebody in concert, that's who you choose?
It would definitely be, I'll have to go with Jill Scott, Tina Marie, who else is it just, I just want to see. I'll take, of course, I got to throw Brandy in there. Give me Brandy.
Girl,
all
you
day.
Better say something now. You better talk now. Brandy is the phone.
And you know what? I've always been a huge fan of Jasmine Sullivan, but this recent album that she got, honey.
Uh-oh.
It's the truth.
You don't like the recent album?
Oh, no, I'm
no,
saying
does.
It's the truth. Like, that's like.
She loves it.
She said she loved it. Gosh,
album,
I missed
yeah.
that.
Like,
yeah.
that album, Jasmine really broke out of her shell. But she's always been bad. You know what I'm saying?
Bad to the bone.
Always been bad. But you can really tell her story through her music. And, you know, she took a really, really big break from music. And she came back with this album, I'm assuming, after, like, a big, you know, traumatic breakup. And, baby, when I tell you, she just let loose. Now, I say Jill Scott because, first of all, Jill Scott is a bad, bad singer. But I call her Auntie for a reason. Jill Scott don't play them games when it comes to these men, baby. She
none whatsoever.
Jill Scott can teach you some things. And what I mean, some things, honey.
Just in a song.
And Jasmine is really coming with that energy. And I just love the fact that you're free, embracing your femininity. I'm out here for it.
I love it. So you're a singer. You have the opportunity now, like, to watch. You said you wanted to watch them in concert. My next question is, if you had an opportunity to perform, either background or singing live next to a singer, who would that be? I know, right?
Any singer. I would go with PJ Morton. I'm gonna switch it up.
Ooh,
if I had to
background,
now, you know, there are just some people. Some artists, I'm just like, you know what? I just want to bask in your ambience. I don't want to sing. If I go to a concert, I don't want to sing along. I just want to be there to listen. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm thinking about singing with an actual artist, I feel like I match PJ Morton's background singers more than any other artist. Why? I don't know specifically why, but, like, the tone, the stability, like the ranges, everything, it's just like I just always glue with it, I feel like. Yeah, you know, you have to choose those artists who background singers, and mostly them, because, you know, most of the times on their albums, they do the backgrounds and they just have other people, you know, back them up, like in live concerts or whatever it is. But you have to choose the artist where the tone is right. You know, even when it comes to, like, vibrato, you have to match vibrato. Like, you know, just things in depth like that. And I would say I match more with PJ Moore and his background singing. But I would never try to sing background with, like, a Jill Scott. I just need to listen. You know what I'm saying? I just need to be in the atmosphere, just listening and just soaking in all of the glory, literally.
Wow.
You're right about
that's
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, powerful. T. Smiley, what about you? If you had the chance to perform, of course, you play trombone and drums. If you could perform with any artist, who would it be?
Ooh-wee. I didn't think that question was going to come to me.
Got to always be ready to be on your toes, brother.
I see. wow. You know what? I would want to sing background. If I did have to sing, I would sing background with, like, somebody like Travis Greene, or somebody like. So we got Travis Greene. We got Jonathan Nelson.
Oh yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful melodies. Yeah, real talk. Good. That's good. What about playing, if you had to play?
Ooh, if I had to play behind somebody or with somebody, I would what is his name?
What's they got to say? Work it out. What's they got? They got it. Oh, man.
No, you talking about Ty Trivet. You talking about Ty Trivet.
Yeah.
You talking about Ty Trivet.
Yeah, that's,
no.
Yeah, that's
what
he's
playing for. No. I would sit back and listen. I'm like Camille on 30 people. Like, Ty Trivet got some stuff that make any musician kind of look like what was that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather ask what was that out in the audience than get up there and fold in front of a whole lot of people. So. Mm-hmm.
That's real talk. So who would you play for then?
Oh, J.J. Harrison.
Mm. That's good. That's real good. I didn't see for anybody. I know I touched the mic for just about anybody as long as they got the right price ticket, because you know I don't do it for free no more. I'm just saying. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Do not forget, on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., T. Smiley is going to be talking about the question of the day. It's for men only. Women, you can definitely listen in, but we want the men to chime in on this one. The question is, do you really want a woman as a sports commentator and/or reporter? Do you really want a woman as a sports commentator and/or reporter? Real quick, I'm going to read you just a couple of the comments. Shout out to David Branch. He said, I don't mind, but there needs to be boundaries. Boundaries is my thing. What do you mean you don't mind, but there needs to be boundaries? We need to expand on the boundaries. We'll get to that. Shout out to Emmanuel. He says, sure, they're emotional, which is good for broadcasting. However, this backfires during officiating. And actually, somebody made a comment on Emmanuel's comment. Shout out to Mr. Moth. He said, have you seen some of these officials? That's all they are about is being emotional. Dan said, as long as they have some flavor like Cheryl Miller. Sadly, most don't. He said, I love the WNBA, but most of their announcers are drier than dry potato chips. We're going to get into it on Saturday morning. We're going to talk about some more comments and it's going to be a good time. Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss it. Again, check out all of our other shows, and you can do that by going to www.wetalkradio.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Camille, for being here. We truly appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for putting Memphis/Arkansas on the map tonight right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, Ms. Kia, that sounds, you know what, Saturday we're going to do something. Since we started this past Sunday by being on Mr. E-Man's show, let's continue that the rest of this week. Saturday, you're going to be my co-host, and we're going to be in the cave radio show together. We're going to be in the cave together discussing this question, because I want that to be pretty much the topic of the day. I think it's going to be good. So it's
a good one.
Being the fact that you were in that industry, about 8 years.
Yes, actually seven.
7 years. Yeah. Either way it go, the point is we're gonna host this show together Saturday. Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley and the beautiful fiance Kia D.
I love it. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. I would be honored to be there, without a doubt. Thank you so much. Real talk. And yes, I'll be there. Boo boo, bells and whistles. So it's going down Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Shout out to an incredible young lady, Jennifer Wiley. She's going to be celebrating her 40th birthday tomorrow. Anybody else who is celebrating their birthday in the month of July, big shout out to you. We also are going to be celebrating another special birthday in 7 days. Next Wednesday night, we're going to be celebrating the birthday of the incredible Mr. T. Smiley.
T. Smiley.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is celebrating his birthday. We will be live next week. We will be live. It's going to be fun. So y'all come out, give him birthday wishes. You can call in to the show, all that good stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. So, again, thank y'all so very much for being here, being a part of the show tonight. Again, this is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We air every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm your girl, Tia D, holding it down with my main man, T. Smiley. That just sounds so great together, don't it? Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night. This one right here, this is Prototype with my main man, Jeff Bradshaw, and Raheem Devon. You heard it here on We Talk Radio tonight.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.